Okay, next up is a post from Elsine at E. Wong Lu. Apologies if I'm mispronouncing that, as always. And they posted on X about a video generator, an AI video generator from Netflix, of all places. And it is called Go With The Flow. So it is extremely bare bones at the moment and very technical. It's only available via GitHub and Hugging Face, I'm pretty sure. But Elsine gives us a very nice breakdown on X about what the tool can do. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, turn that volume up for me again tonight. We have a little baby navigator trying to fall asleep, so we're going to keep it extra short and sweet and extra quiet on today's episode, but also extra informative. We are back with the second edition of our X-Files series, where we just peruse X for some AI-related posts that tap into the most recent news and the most recent murmurings in the AI world. Again, keeping it short, sweet, and informative. So, first things first, we are going to be talking about the trending topic of DeepSeek R1, which is a new reasoning model launched by DeepSeek AI, and it's entirely open source. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen so you can follow along on X as we're going through these posts. So again, this is an entirely open sourced model. It's making major waves because it's matching the performance of OpenAI's O1 in areas like math and coding and logical problem solving. And not only is it completely open source, but it's incredibly more affordable than O1, 27 times lower in cost than ChatGPT O1. And because it's open source, it's allowing for free distillation and commercialization under the MIT license. And what's even more impressive is that it can be run at incredibly small scales and locally on devices like laptops. So definitely a huge move in the open source AI realm, and just another release that has sparked further debate about the democratization of AI tech, which is all the more important now that the United States is gung-ho on AI with Project Stargate, or the Stargate Project, which we talked about in yesterday's episode. Okay, next up is a post from Elsine at E. Wong Lu. Apologies if I'm mispronouncing that, as always. And they posted on X about a video generator, an AI video generator from Netflix, of all places. And it is called Go With The Flow. So it is extremely bare bones at the moment and very technical. It's only available via GitHub and Hugging Face, I'm pretty sure. But Elsine gives us a very nice breakdown on X about what the tool can do. There's just a ton of video generation and editing features, things like cut and drag animation, first frame editing, camera motion transfer. It can do things like capturing motion from one video element and applying it to another. The example in here in the thread is a camel that's walking, and then that motion is then being applied to an elephant. So again, check out the link in the show notes if you're not following along on video, but just a ton of different use cases in this model. For instance, you can use a still image to generate a consistent 3D scene, which is what you're looking at right now. Again, definitely check out the X thread linked in the show notes, but just had to call attention to this model as early as it is and as under the radar as it is right now, because you can do some pretty amazing things. The primary example at the beginning of the thread is selecting an aspect of an image and then animating it. So they take an image of a cat in a tree and they select that cat and they have the cat then walk along the tree. So just some incredible AI video gen and video editing tools. Okay, next up is a post from Logan Kilpatrick at Official Logan K, and he is a lead product employee for Google in the Google AI Studio and the Gemini API. So he's all over X posting about everything Gemini and everything Imagine and Veo. And in this case, he posted about Imagine 3, claiming the new number one spot in the LM Arena text-to-image leaderboard. Currently, it is only available for testing within the ImageFX platform and their labs, which we have touched on in the past, but it's going to be available soon in the Gemini API and the AI Studio. So this post on X was from earlier today, January 22nd, so we'll have to wait and see when the Imagine 3 becomes available via the API in the Studio, but Google continues to push their generation models forward, and apparently they're on top of the image gen leaderboard right now. Okay, last but not least in our X-Files episode today is a tweet from product and brand design leader over at 11 Labs, Amar Rashi. who teased a new desktop experience for 11labs.io. And this is totally a hint. He's only hinting at what this could be like, but there is early alpha testing going on right now. I was a few hours late in replying in order to get access to the alpha, but it's better late than never. So head over to the post in the show notes and reply to try and get access as well. And keep your eyes open for a desktop 11labs application or experience. We'll definitely be doing the same here at the AI Marketing Navigator, and we'll be hitting it in a future episode if and when it becomes fully available. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.